around here that folks will go crazy about chitlin. That whenever a person is killing hog around here, they say, man, would you sell me, just sell me just a small bit of the chitlin.
Do they sell them ever in the stores around here?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You could go downtown there, go down there to a market, go down there to, back there in the market, usually, and they keep them. And if they don't keep them here, they bury A&P stores and over in Vicksburg there, they in them stores, they get more. The Piggly Wigglies, or get in the junk store, you get the more and the chili.
They don't keep them in the store where we live. But I noticed recently, the ones closest to where we live, I noticed recently they've started carrying the kidneys and the tongue.
Yeah.
Because people evidently are eating those now.
You find it here. You can go down there and ask if you got any chili, and you get a little bucket of chili.
Mm.
And then you mow, packed up in there.
Mm.
And then, oh, yeah, you want them. You can get them around here.
The time that you go out to feed the stock, you refer to it as it's getting close to?
Go feeding time.
Now, how would you call the cows to get them to come in from the pasture? How do you make them stand still during milking?
So.
And are there any special calls to calves?
Calf.
Uh-huh. If you want to use calls to calves that you wouldn't use to cows.
Well, the only way we would call them, get the call the calves up there, I used to call them. Suck.
And the calves come to that.
Calves will come to that.
Calls to a mule or a horse to make him turn left or right when he's plowing.
Said G and haw.
G is which way?
Right.
And haw's left.
Haw is left.
Okay. How do you call a horse to get him in from the pasture?
You could call him a quop, or whistle for him.
I see. To start horses, you say?
Stock horse.
To start them, to get them going.
Oh, yeah. Come up.
And to get them to go faster, to urge them on.
We pop the whip and just pull the lines on them and tell them, come up, get up there, get up.
Did you ever call a horse, sir, when you were talking to him? Get up, sir.
Oh, yeah. Get up, sir.
I heard that.
Yeah, that's get up beautiful. Some.
Well, to stop horses, you say.
Whoa.
And to make them back up.
Back. Mm-hmm. Pull the line. Back up.
I never thought about getting them to back up until I started doing these interviews. It never occurred to me that you need to get a horse to back up.
Oh,
what
yeah.
would you do?
Oh, yeah. You could tell him, whoa back. Whoa back. And he falls. Sometimes when you're well trained, you holler to him, whoa back. He just fall back.
Is that right? My goodness.
If he's well trained and you tell him on back up, then all you got to holler him, whoa back. And he fall back on you.
Are mules pretty easy to train?
Yeah, pretty easy to train. All you got to do is if you got him, have a line on him, and every time you say, haw, pull that line. G, pull that line. And you pull it that 2-3 times and go on, and every time after a while you say, haw. And if he don't pull it, you pull that left line, it ain't belong for it. He got that, and he walk along there, and if he's too far over there, you holler to him, haw, son. You fall back over him.
Is that right?
Go ahead.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody plowing with one up close, you know, where I could
yeah.
see them giving the commands.
Command.
I'd really like to see that.
Well,
that would be beautiful.